This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is likely to close the U.S. border if Mexico does not do more to stop migrants reaching the United States. The closure would disrupt border crossings, threatening trade worth billions of dollars. Meanwhile, the U.S. is cutting off aid to the Central American countries of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. This comes a day after Mr. Trump criticized the countries for sending migrants to the United States. Venezuelans held competing protests on Saturday. Some declared their support for President Nicolas Maduro. Others supported self-declared interim president Juan Guaido. This comes one day after the Red Cross announced it has obtained permission to distribute humanitarian aid in the country and will start within 20 days. The permission would mark a change in the Maduro government's policy on outside aid, which has been blocked from entering Venezuela. Zuzana Kaputova will be Slovakia's first female president. She thanks supporters after winning the second round of the Central European country's presidential election Saturday. Her win runs counter to a European trend of electing populist, anti-European Union politicians. Israel has reopened the two crossings with the Gaza Strip after days of hostilities. Sunday's reopening comes hours after Palestinian militants launched rockets into Israel overnight, and the military responded with tank fire. Four Palestinians, including three teens, died a day earlier from Israeli fire as tens of thousands took part in mass protests along the Israel-Gaza perimeter fence. From Washington, this is VOA News. The number of Mozambique cyclone survivors who have contracted cholera has risen dramatically. Relief agencies are working with local authorities to stop the spread of the disease. VOA's Brian Patton is in Mozambique and describes efforts to make the water drinkable.
I have been out with a group of water and hygiene engineers who are trying to sanitize wells in an area of the city of Beira, Mozambique, an impoverished area that has been affected by the flooding, and many of the wells there have been infected with sewage from the flooding. But that's just one of the many relief agency activities that are going on to restore this country to just kind of the working level of poverty that it had before the cyclone hit.
VOA's Brian Patton in Mozambique. Aid agencies are working to prevent another cholera epidemic in war-torn Yemen. An outbreak in 2017 claimed more than 2,500 lives. Polls are open in Ukraine as the country votes in the first round of presidential elections. Current leader Petro Poroshenko is seeking re-election, but the surprise front-runner is comedian Volodymyr Zelensky. Election observers from the International Republican Institute are at polling stations in the country. The group is led by Cindy McCain, the wife of the late Senator John McCain.
It's very exciting to see a process that has come so far. And here we are. There's no violence. There are people just excited to be here, mostly very young people. This gives me a lot of hope.
If no candidate gets more than 50% of the vote on Sunday, the top two will go to a second round of voting on April 21st. Voters in Turkey are also going to the polls Sunday in critical local elections, in which control of the country's main cities is up for grabs. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan rallying the party faithful in his hometown of Istanbul. Even though he's not up for election, the Turkish leader is leading the campaign. That's because with the country facing soaring inflation and recession, even in Istanbul, Erdogan's once unassailable power base hangs in the balance after 20 years of unbroken rule. Opinion polls indicate the mayoral election in Istanbul is too close to call. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
In Afghanistan, at least four students died after a mortar was fired at a school in the volatile southeastern Ghazni province. More than a dozen others, including two teachers, were wounded. For the latest news around the clock, please go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the weekend. It's Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Today's Pan-African playlist is awesome. It twists and turns through 13 countries, three decades, and it grooves in styles from Afrobeats to Mbakanga. I've got a lot of exciting new music, too. There's Emmanuel Jal and Nyaurach from South Sudan. There's Blinky Bill from Kenya, Aida Sam from Senegal, rising reggae dancehall star from Jamaica, Coffee, rock guitarist Bambino from Niger, and Chanel Lakinda out of Gabon. Now, my feature interview is with Seun Olota. He is from Nigeria, but talks with Bill Odidi, who's in Nairobi, while on tour there with his big, beautiful Afrofusion band. Now, that interview comes at the back half of the hour, and at the bottom of the hour, I'm joined by Tolumide, who's sitting right next to me. Hey, Tolumide.
Hi.
Tolumide is a VOA graphic artist, and she's joining me for Song of the Week. And that song is from Tanzania called Katika.
Katika.
So let's get our groove on.
Yes.
Here's Jedouble Ambole from Accra, Ghana, with Who Made Your Body Like That?
All right, stick it. Uh-huh. What you gonna do about it? Beba. Walk at your own, I won't tell you. Missy Abadorchi. Get on down, Beba. Take it all the kind of booth. Uh-huh. Get on down. Hey, bro. Hold me up, bro.
Friend, hope you like my beginning, cause I like your end. Can buy you pizza with my money on top. Yes, I'm a teaser in some money non stop. More expensive than GH, I confirm. Don't be defensive, cause I'm free to confirm. Your puppy bitches, so cause they cap you like your mommy. Where your body they seals on my eye, they do logoligi. Believe, do me the time I see you for Kollywood. Ambulance, see me where you me make a holla you. See how my heart they beat like the drums. Flies from my stomach, they play conga.
Your shit be more than the lead guitar. Your thighs tick past the bass guitar sound. Your voice dey like the organ in chords. Don't make my team raise like the horn section, though. Laugh me plus in deep voice.
That's it, one love. I like the way you cook in it, bro. Oh, let's go, hey! Get it, deep on. It's the man I'm finding. Who made it?
That was Ambole from Ghana. Hey, everybody, I'm Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa.
Hey.
The next three tunes I've got in queue are super hot, beats-oriented dance tunes, all released in 2018. The first up is Coffee. That's spelled with a K, by the way. Mikaela Coffee Simpson is a 19-year-old Jamaican singer-songwriter who's winning hearts and mad respect all over Jamaica. Here's Toast.
Can't ball in a life, man. Go on with it, but go on with it.
Yo, is it? Are you kidding me?
Toast, yeah. So we are coming in with a force, yeah. Blessings we are reaping, we coursing on full. Oh, in a rise and boast. Yeah, we give thanks like we need it the most. We have to give thanks like we really supposed to be thankful. Blessings all.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Amara Brown, all the way in Zimbabwe, and I'm chilling with Dr. Maxwell.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much for tuning into Music Time in Africa. Please keep it locked on Voice of America. Yes.
All right, now, Blinky Bill has Nairobi rocking with this. Attention. That was Blinky Bill with Attention, a track off his 2018 Everyone's Just Winging It and Other Fly Tales. Yeah, that's the name of the album. Everyone's Just Winging It and Other Fly Tales. What do you think of that, Tulumide?
I think that's amazing.
It's a long
that's a
title
long
for an
title
album, right?
Very, very long. But catchy, though.
Yeah.
Because definitely it would make the audience feel like, okay, I want to find out what this album is about.
Now, here is your third super hot beat from Gabon. This is Chanel Lakinda, and she is crushing it with Chiza Benge, or people are just calling it now Chiza.
Lakinda. Efe.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, hello, music lovers. Now we're turning back to 2011 for a little sample of Mr. Flavor's Ashawo Remix. Know this, but this song's mojo is so good. Others since have recorded their own hit versions too, like there's the one by Ziggy Zaga in Ethiopia. That one came out in 2012. And then the Sukuma version by Tanzanian singer Mama Shauri.
Mama Shauri, na Black Boys Record, do kangara rongi na shika hangi. Mama Shauri, di ambe batoko wano kujiranga ni kaya jise, ba hayo bosenga na botivi saka mandako.
But let me drop some knowledge on you real quick about the history of this song. The original Sawale was recorded way back in 1970 by an artist named Cardinal Rex Jim Lawson. Do you remember Cardinal Rex Tolomito?
Yes, yes, yes. I remember his music.
Okay.
He's like one of our legends. You
exactly.
Know.
So yeah. Cardinal Rex, as he was known, was a singer, a trumpeter, a bandleader from New Calabar in what is present-day River State, Nigeria. Mm-hmm. He was one of the best-known Nigerian highlife musicians of the 1960s. Now, Cardinal Rex passed away January 18th, 1971. So that's nearly, what, half a century ago?
Yes, just about half a century.
Yes. And since we are in the month of January, I thought we should honor this Pan-African living music legacy with his own original version of Sawale.
Sawale, Sawale, Sawale.
This Yoruba expression, sawa, sawa, sawale, means run, run back home. And Aishawo means...
prostitute.
Yeah, prostitute.
So run, run back home, prostitute.
Right, but what he was saying in the song was he was singing to a girl that had run away from home and is now living as a prostitute in the streets. Mm-hmm. And he sings, run, run back home before I go tell papa, before I go tell mama.
Yes, yes, yes.
right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather, and that was Cardinal Rex Lawson with Sawa.
Sawale.
That song lives on, as does his memory. And yes, if you ever go to Port Harcourt, Nigeria, you can visit the Rex Lawson Cultural Center and walk down Lawson Street.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind ice and snow. On my way to Bamako to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, a great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, for me, his family.
From Nigeria to South Africa, here is the classic sound of Maskandi by another legend, Mfazo Mnyama. Born Mpateni Kumalo in rural Nongoma, KwaZulu-Natal, he was a brilliant left-handed guitarist and a singer and a producer. And he sang about everyday life, people's roots, their culture and heritage, and people just loved him for that. This is Gise Benzile Mama, and what he's singing is, I worked, Mama, but she's saying he's lazy. He says, but look at all these numbers on my phone. He's working hard,
he's working,
he says.
Hard. Very hard.
Music Time in Africa.
Here is the hot new sound of Emmanuel Jal and his sister Nyarwach with Tishwang. And the song means you have a right.
Ain't gonna stop.
One day shall now.
Rubbing my tongue. rockin'.
Ain't gonna stop.
Got me digital now.
Rockin' my lungs.
Watch. Come on. Watch. Whoa. Y'all cook y'all bad. Now ditch your bad. Do your good bad. Don't let it go bad. Now my day bad. Now got locked in the bed.
Wow, that was the brother-sister team from South Sudan, Emmanuel Jal and Yarwatch.
And this is the Song of the Week.
All right, hello, everybody. This is Song of the Week, and today I have a very special guest with me. This is Tolumide.
Hey, everybody. Yes, so this is Tolumide.
Yeah, and she is a graphic artist at VOA, but also a singer-songwriter herself.
Yes.
So she has some nice insight into the Song of the Week we're about to listen to, and it is called Katika by a Tanzanian duo called Navi Kenzo. Had you ever heard of Navi Kenzo before?
Actually, I hadn't.
Yes.
Until you mentioned them, and I thought, oh, wow. So I went online and I looked them up, and I saw that, wow, they've been around for a while.
Yes.
And they have many views. They've actually also been nominated for the Sound City MVP Awards, and they have quite a following.
I will say something that I learned when doing some research. They have been together as a couple for almost 12 years.
Wow, 12 years?
Yes.
Wow.
And they've been doing music together for all that time. They're still together.
Wow.
I'm shocked. That's amazing. I mean, that's a hard thing.
Yes.
Really. Anyway, so let's listen to this song, Katika. It means wine, twerk, shake your booty.
Katika. Kinyonga Fukoni na mavumba Lungu nichi lina sunta Yani bo 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 Kana niko shaga wo o o o Yani nasi mama de 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 Kakitingisha wo 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 wo. Baby girl dance for me one time. Ni unofeni kunata. Tena jifunge na ngata. Zile za kibao kata. Baby girl dance for me one time. Ni unofeni kunata. Katika, 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 yani katotoka mi, kako nindindi, kamekazika ningingingi, nyuma mbwi, kako mbwi mbwi mbwi, kana misifa shangingingi, likafizia kitambo, leo kamena sachambo. Ngombe yani kana niko sha
kagaro oh oh oh. Pagana si mama de 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 de. Kakitingisha wo 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 wo. Oh ya, oh na tenia. Yali siwezi kutembea. Cheche mena chechenia. Yani hadi nalegea.
Katika, 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 katika. Katika, 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 katika.
Maumivu na ugulia, mwiba ukizama na hisi mateso. Utamu na ngangania, ndizi kwa nyama napata mchecheto. Na kuna nazi kwa mkongo jo, na unga mchuzi wa soto jo. Uno la rosti rojo lojo, mikunjo flani wa bogo jo. Kibao kata tenteme, teteme. Kilingeni kuzama uchutame. Uwezi pata we mpaka usimame. Haichagui mwembamba munene.
Nikalaze kwa bedi kitanda. Nikachezeshe samba. Nakalivo na body kinanda. Tunguli zimeni bamba.
Katika, 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 katika.
Wow. So that was Katika by Navi Kenzo, a couple duo from Tanzania. What'd you think of that, Tulumide?
It's a wonderful song. Definitely going to add that to my playlist.
Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Tulumide.
And this is Song of the Week. I've got two more songs for you now. Then we'll go to Bill Odidi in Nairobi and meet our featured artist of the hour, Cheun Olota. You're gonna wanna slow it down for this one, guys. This is Love by Ida Sam and featuring Hakim.
Love, I will give my heart to you and make your dreams come true. Never make your heart to lose. Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
Yes, hello, hello, peepsters. Here's Grace Barbet from Seychelles with Afro Sega. Right, that was Grace Barbet with Afro Sega. Now it's time for our feature interview with Cheon Olota. Phil Odidi presents.
Greetings from Nairobi in Kenya, and thanks to you, Heather Maxwell, on Music Time in Africa. Now, I've always got a chance to meet some of Africa's finest performers whenever they're visiting Nairobi. And recently, I got a chance to watch a Nigerian artist called Cheon Olota performing with his band. And I just love the way they tap into the legacy of Afrobeat, with Cheon playing the saxophone, the big band accompanying him, the dancers, and of course, music with a very strong socio-political message. Now, after that concert, Cheon told me a little about how he came into music and why he's chosen this specific style.
My My name is Sheon Oloza from Lagos, Nigeria. A musician. We play Afro fusion kind of music. Some people say it's Afro beats. I own the music. You own the genre.
Just before we play one of your tracks, Sheon, tell us a little bit about your career.
My father was an organist. He's late now, died last year. Before I went to study medicine, he was an organist. I started from classical music, delved into jazz, was in the theater troupe. I've acted as an actor, stage screen, went to formal studying, played with people on the streets. When I stand to talk, I talk not only from the perspective of the scholars, I as well talk from the perspective of people on the other side of the street.
Can we let the music speak a bit? Can you pick something
music,
from...
Let's talk.
Yeah, no, we can do a balance between the two. Okay, let's bring on some music.
Okay, that was the first track on the album. Okay, yeah. They say, Better Soup Na Money Killam. Pidgin English, that money made things happen. In the song, it's trying to tell you that better soup Na Money Killam, that... A soup that will be very delicious. It's from the market the journey will start.
Sheon Olota, and it's titled Oweri Soup.
Yes.
Now, let's take you back to your story. I mean, you talked about music beginning in your family, but playing professionally, when did that begin?
Yes, my secondary school, my seniors, my own punishment, when they punish other students to cut the grass and get water, mine is just to come and perform for them.
Really?
Yes, and when I got to Form 1, we had our first welcome party for freshers, the elites. We have, I think it's usually monthly. That's been my punishment, to perform before the seniors, and some seniors just want to harass you. Bullet, they call me Bullet. So yeah, come here, come up, pop up. All students, 1, 1, 2, 4, everybody lie down. We have Bullet. Perform, maybe if I don't want to perform, I'll tell you, perform. So that was us.
Why did they call you Bullet?
Well, my name is Olota. So Ota is Bullet. I now got closer to traditional music. I lived in Ilorin, one city where all you just be hearing is music of the nomad, those kind of music.
Yeah.
Those kind of music, you know. You don't hear so.
So my Nigerian brother, Sheon Olota, has been wonderful speaking to you. We've got one more song to play, and it's going to be your choice.
You can do Petit Matter. Some people just want to be relevant, especially these days of social media, where somebody just comes on your wall to just comment. He wants to make himself relevant.
Me and you, too easy for Petit Matter. Baby, you're a girl. And take my walk up. Spare me.
Bounce.
Give me a tire, corara.
That's a Nigerian artist called Sheon Olota, along with his band, which is known as the Ecstasy Gang Band. I love the name of that group. And the song is called Petit Matter from the album Homebrew. I'm afraid that's just about all the time we had for now, but I certainly look forward to the next opportunity I get to connect you with more of the music and some of the artists who are creating a buzz here in Nairobi, in Kenya. I'm Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa from Nairobi. Now, right back to Heather Maxwell.
Thank you, Bill. All right, hello, everybody. We've got time for a couple more awesome tunes. So let's rock. Here's Bambino from Niger. This song, Ulin, comes off his 2018 album, Deran.
That was Bambino. I'm Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. Now we turn to Zimbabwe for one last tune before saying goodbye. Here's the late Chiwoniso with Gomo. She sings, "We are the children of the mountains. We play the drums. We play the imbira. We play the hosho. We, the children of the mountains." And with that song by the late Chiwoniso of Zimbabwe, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me. I hope you enjoyed today's program. A big thanks to Sheon Olota and Bill Odidi for joining us from Nairobi, and to Tolumide for coming on set for Song of the Week. If you want to reach out to me with questions about today's program or get updates and fresh news, photos, and videos throughout the week, just click over to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, my Facebook page or Facebook group, Instagram at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 20500 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC, and then again Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay blessed, Africa. Stay beautiful.